"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
At this time tomorrow, our guest will be Michael Schellenberger. He appears on your ballot for governor of California, running as a no-party preference. He is the author of a book called San Francisco. He will be in studio to talk about his campaign to knock Gavin Newsom from office.
Yeah.
Intriguing person. We'll have a lot of questions for him tomorrow at this time.
I'm much more interested in him than whatever hack the Republicans are putting up.
Exactly.
All right. If you haven't heard, the James Hanna Tubbs person, the one who was... sexually molested a 10-year-old girl in a bathroom back in 2014, really badly, and finally got caught years later. This is the one that George Gascon gave a 2-year sentence to, deciding that, well, he claims he's a transgender, and he was just a few months short of his 18th birthday, so why don't we give him 2 years in a juvenile detention center? Now, this is a guy who's... completely.
A detention center for girls, too.
Yeah, detention center for girls because, you know, he says he's a transgender.
He's Hanna, right.
And, of course, we've heard the tape where he's coaching his dad, like, you got to call me she now. And the whole purpose was to get a lighter sentence, not be registered as a child molester, and get assigned to a female juvenile center because he doesn't want to go back to a male prison. Says that right on the tape. So Gascon got snowed and outfoxed. And plus, you know, there was no way he was going to charge James Tubbs as an adult criminal anyway. Well, this has all come crashing down again.
Yeah. The first story that came out actually yesterday was that Tubbs has been charged with a robbery in Kern County, felony second degree robbery. And then today, the bombshell. Now there's a murder charge on top of that. First degree murder.
We're going to now talk with Shay Santa. LA
Shay
County
was assigned early on to the Tubbs case, but got removed.
Yeah. Shay, welcome to the John and Ken show again. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me back on.
Just remind people, what was your role in the Tubbs case?
So I was the prosecutor in the early stages of the case and took the case all the way up until he was placed into a juvenile facility. So
right.
And the pretrial, trial phase, and sentencing.
Now, you were removed from the case because of your comments about it, or what happened there?
So I was removed from the case after I started speaking out publicly about how wrong the Gascon administration was in placing a violent sexual predator in a juvenile facility. And I was going to release tapes at the hearing, which showed that James Tubbs was orchestrating his transgender status to get benefits, and that he was violent and had an extreme sexual compulsion, and everybody should be aware. So I was removed the day before that hearing. The tapes were never played.
These are the jailhouse recordings?
Yes.
With his father, right?
Is there more stuff than what we've heard? We've heard the part where he's coaching his dad to address him as a she, and he's explaining why he wants that done, because he's going to end up in a women's jail instead of a men's prison.
There's a lot more. There's tapes where he's explaining to his dad how he's going to use the policies of the Gascon administration to his advantage. There's 256 tapes, and from what I've heard in public, only one, maybe two, have been released. And those sound like the very first couple, not the worst tapes. The worst tapes definitely have not been released.
Oh, wow. 256.
What's your reaction to...
I've listened.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I've listened to every tape and every minute of every tape prior to the sentencing, because I was trying to put him in an adult facility. And then before I could present to the court all the information, the Gascon administration took me off of the case.
What did you know about this Bakersfield situation? Is this a surprise, this story today? Or was there any knowledge?
Robbery and the murder case, yeah.
So when I was taken off the case, I was still... I mean, it's an important case. The victim didn't get justice, and it's still in my courtroom. Probation creates reports, and I went to the hearings on progress reports, and I asked, as a courtesy to the Gascon administration, if they wanted me to stand in at the last progress report date, which was in April. They said no, and I explained to them I had the most information on the case. And in the notes, and from what I read, there were some hints that Tubbs might have committed additional crimes. And in the jail calls, there's evidence, if the Gascon administration would have listened to him, that there's evidence that he's committed more crimes. And if the Gascon administration would have read the probation notes prior to probation, instead of telling me to mind my business and stay off the case and do as directed, they would have known that Tubbs was being investigated for murder, because it's in the notes. Wow.
Seems like you're saying that Gascon was aware or should have been aware of the Bakersfield situation before the sentencing was handed down to send Tubbs into the juvenile center.
He should have been aware if they pulled it. And I was assured when I asked if they wanted me to stand in, because I knew everything about the case, and I actually had the file in my office. No one from his administration or the person who took over the case even picked up the file, so I'd had it in my possession the entire time. So they knew no facts. They didn't look into any facts. And in the notes, it says Tubbs is being investigated for murder. So it's all on him. So if anybody gets on TV and tries to say, I didn't know, it's because they didn't look.
How could you let somebody who's being investigated for murder get such a skimpy sentence in a juvenile facility for a horrible sex molestation? It's hard to wrap your brain around this.
While he's orchestrating his transgender status, I think is the way you put it, in order to avoid a male jail and go into a female jail, where you said he's got some kind of compulsive, like sexual disorder.
Any experienced prosecutor who looked at the file would have known. If they just looked at the file, they would have known that Tubbs has a propensity for violence, and he's likely to be recidivistic. to do it again. If they would have listened to the calls which were provided, they would know that all he talks about is sexual conduct and violence.
Yeah, you're quoted here in the New York Post, Shea, as saying that a progress report in April showed Tubbs had about 60 negative incidents and was not cooperating with his rehab program that she was required to take while at this juvenile facility. I mean, that sounds horrific.
Yeah, so in April, April 20th, there was the progress report, and there's over 60, there's 60 pages with multiple violations on each page. Those were not brought up to the court. The court on its own doesn't do investigation. So when the defense says everything's okay, and a prosecutor that replaces me says, no, I have nothing to add, Your Honor, the judge has to rely on that. And now Tubbs is 1 month away from being eligible for release. So Gascon is essentially setting Tubbs up to be released in June. And if it wasn't for Kern County filing this murder case, James Tubbs would be walking the streets in June without having to register. So that means he might apply to your kid's daycare. You know, he might be babysitting, working at schools, anything.
In June of this year? You mean next month he was going to get released?
Next month. Next month. Yeah.
Yeah, we heard it was a two-year sentence, but apparently it comes with good time credits or something, or how does that work?
Well, how did he get from 2 years to, like, 2 months? How did that happen?
It's a two-year max, and under the juvenile system, after 6 months, it's kind of like parole. So after 6 months, he's eligible to be released, and then there's progress report dates every 90 days. And if he completes everything and is doing well, and the prosecution doesn't bring up any of the bad behavior, then he's eligible for release.
I mean, and this is all premeditated by Gascon. They know exactly what they're doing. It's anything goes. There's just as close to zero punishment as they can legally get away with.
Well, there actually is punishment. The punishment is for the prosecutors who stand up against Gascon and say, hey, maybe you shouldn't let a murdering child rapist out early or put him at least in a juvenile facility. Those are the people who are being punished.
You haven't been demoted, though, have you, Shay?
No, I have not been demoted.
But you were removed from the case for your objections. Well, we appreciate you talking to us.
Thank
once
you.
Again, another one of the brave prosecutors speaking out about the outrage that's coming from George Gascon's office. Shay Senna, thanks for coming on again.
Yeah, and I just want to say one more thing.
Yeah.
That also being punished, and the most important thing, is the victim who is seeing this on the news and hearing this play out and isn't getting justice and doesn't have a voice in this. That's who's being punished the most.
Totally.
Yeah,
understand.
I know.
And George Gascon just wrote an op-ed that appeared in the Sunday papers about standing up for victims. Great.
Yeah, no, it's all propaganda.
Hey,
Shay, thank you very much for telling everything. You're really courageous, and you're really a good man. Thank you.
All right, that's Shay Senna, who was assigned to the Hannah James Tubbs criminal molestation case, but got removed after objecting to George Gascon's handling of it because he knew this is a dangerous person.
Oh,
he's a deputy DA, Shay Senna.
Oh, my God. He's really a psycho. He's a murderous, raping psycho, and Gascon was going to have him out next month. And the psycho is busy faking his transgender status. And Gascon's going along with it, and the LA Times is following as well.
Yeah, there are two aspects to this: to pretend you're a woman to get into a woman's facility, and to get into the juvenile justice system so you can avoid being labeled a sex offender upon completion.
Man, we're in a sick space. We got to take a break. John and Ken, KFI.
All right, so you know, I guess the latest bombshell with this Hannah James Tubbs story. That is the person that sexually molested a 10-year-old girl back in 2014 up in Palmdale, who wasn't caught for years, but apparently went to other places and committed other crimes, and ended up, thanks to George Gascon, getting a very light sentence at a juvenile facility. We knew it to be 2 years, but it got reduced to the point where Tubbs could have been released next month. The only thing that's stopping that is that Kern County First, a robbery charge, now a murder charge against Tubbs. Think about that.
And we just had...
Shea Senna just told us he was the prosecutor on the case early on. We knew, and they should have all known, this is a violent person with no remorse.
He dropped so many bombshells. It was incredible how many things he said about the evil of Gascon. Gascon should have known, if he read the notes from probation, that there was impending charges, perhaps, in Bakersfield. And should have known this, and I'm sure did know this, before offering this very light sentence. Also, the way Shea Senna described what Tubbs is doing, orchestrating his transgender status. Orchestrating his transgender status. Shea Senna has listened to 256 tapes of Tubbs talking to his dad and who knows who else. This is a clear, premeditated plan to take advantage of woke culture. Because in woke culture, if somebody says, I'm a woman, you're supposed to automatically accept it 100% and treat him like a woman and refer to him as a woman, and suddenly the law applies to him as a woman. That's woke culture, which, of course, is preposterous because it's clear, we said this at the beginning, some guys are going to use this to their criminal advantage, and Tubbs is one of them. The same way when we had this stupid cultural idea about, well, if a woman claims that she's sexually harassed, you must believe her because she's a woman. And then we ended up with Julie Swetnick claiming that Brett Kavanaugh is part of a 10-guy weekly gang rape club.
And the other thing about woke prosecutors, and this is the other half of Gascon here, well, if you're under 18, I don't care if you're just 2 weeks short of your 18th birthday, we can't treat you like an adult no matter what you did. You're going to go through the juvenile system, which is going to enable Tubbs, or would have, to avoid the sex offender label. Now that Tubbs has been charged with murder, a lot of this is moot, because if he's found guilty of that, in California, maybe he won't get a long sentence, but possibly.
And what
it's first-degree murder, by the way.
What Gascon does is provides a diversionary argument that people will accept at face value. Well, you know, the male brain doesn't fully develop until maybe 27 years old, so you really have to excuse. It's like, no, wait a second. All of us males, very few of us ever committed rape or murder. Yeah, the male brain has to develop till probably 27 or so, right, in terms of maturity and impulse control. But most of us have no impulse to commit rape or murder. See, it's not the immaturity of the brain. It's the evil impulse, the compulsive psychotic impulse inside the person that causes the crime. And that's the reason these people have to be incarcerated when they're very young, because they're very sick in the head. They're evil. They have severe psychological problems. They have sexual or violent compulsions that cannot be controlled. It's got nothing to do with the maturity process. It has everything to do with, you know, psychopathic behavior.
And the way, you know, Shea Senna explained it, and he's also quoted in the New York Post, it's like Gascon's people just wanted to ignore all the other crimes that Tubbs committed, whether he was charged but accused of. They just wanted to ignore all that and focus on the fact, well, this was one attack by a 17-year-old on a little girl. You know, that we can excuse to brain immaturity. Let's go for a light sentence in a juvenile. They just wanted to ignore the fact this is an evil person who had already murdered somebody, apparently, at least if the Kern County case is true. We're hoping to get the Kern County DA on the show in the 5 o'clock hour. Cynthia Zimmer may not be able to say a lot about this murder case against Tubbs, but we'll see if we get an opportunity to do that. We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. If you're not convinced yet, recall DA GeorgeGascon.com, please.
Please, we'll have more on this story later in the show, but it concerns the transgender inmate who sexually molested a 10-year-old girl and got a light sentence because they were not 18 yet, and now charged with murder in Kern County. After 4 o'clock, the other fascinating story coming nationally is this Alabama pair, the corrections worker who helped the murdering inmate escape. They were both caught yesterday, and then reports are that the corrections worker, Vicky White, shot herself and she died overnight. The inmate, Casey White, the murderer, is talking, has done some interviewing with police. Alex Stone will be along after 4 o'clock to fill us in on the latest details in that story. The other big story this afternoon, which is going to branch out into something else, concerns Mayor Yoga Pants, Eric Garcetti. Apparently a report given to a United States Senator Chuck Grassley, an influential man on in a key Senate position, who called for this report, says that Garcetti, more likely than not, knew that his top aide, Rick Jacobs, was sexually harassing many employees of the city of Los Angeles, particularly those in the mayor's office. Today, Yoga Pants showed up in Eagle Rock outside a home with drought-friendly landscaping to announce, good Lord, the latest watering restrictions for City of Los Angeles residents, which includes John Cobalt.
F that.
2 days per week only, starting
yeah,
June 1.
Really?
Currently you get 3 days. So.
I don't give a crap. We got our watering on a schedule. Whatever that schedule is, it's sticking. I don't know how many mornings it soaks the lawn.
You have gardener people come that do the...
They come once a week to trim things, but we've got the... The sprinklers are on a timer.
Yeah, I have that too.
Right. So I don't know. Every other day, maybe 3-4 days a week, and I'm not going to mess with that. Garcetti can go fondle Rick Jacobs for all I care. They're going to listen to him.
Well, this gets even worse. Homeowners will be assigned 2 watering days per week based on even and odd number addresses. Are you an even or an odd?
You know what? Our sprinklers go off at about 5 a.m.
If you're odd numbered, it's Mondays and Fridays. Even numbers is Thursdays and Saturdays. Well, actually, that's good for you. They want the watering to be done in the evening or the early morning.
Well, we always did.
No watering between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m.
When I go out for the bagel, it's already, the lawn is soaked. You know what? You know, where is this here? I was looking up some water stuff, and... Here's the whole story here. 80% of our usable water goes to agriculture. And this is according to foodandwaterwatch.org. They're an environmental organization. 20% of that 80% goes to tree nuts. Tree nuts! Two-thirds of these nuts.
Why don't they get, like, the recycled water? Why don't they get the wastewater? Remember the toilet water recycling plants that some people are like... kind of ooh about drinking, and why don't they give that to the agriculture?
This is just basic old style corruption. The agriculture business, not farmers, because there aren't too many like local farmers. These are big agriculture companies. They grow enormous amounts of nuts, like almonds. There's a wealthy billionaire in Beverly Hills who owns a gigantic almond company and probably other things he grows. He spreads the bread, right? He's always handing out big political donations. Forget the guy's name. Well, 80% of the water goes to agriculture. 20% of that goes to tree nuts. Two-thirds of the nuts are exported overseas, which, according to this environmental group, leaves massive profits for corporate titans, but less water in California. Another 15% of the water is used for alfalfa, a water-intensive crop to feed cows on factory farms or for export. We are sending a lot of this overseas. That's what's using up a lot of our water supply. So, no, I'm not going to listen to pervert Garcetti's water restrictions. I don't want to hear from this guy while Rick Jacobs was running around molesting half his staff and Garcetti was giggling and watching. No, I'm supposed to reduce my water? They're lying. 80% of the water goes to agriculture. And agriculture is only 2% of the California GDP. Okay? They have just bought off every a-hole legislator in Sacramento. That's what they've done. It's worked. They bribed enough people, these industries, and they get to export enormous amounts of food, not even food, tree nuts. Saudi Arabia has a law that prohibits the growth of alfalfa because Saudi Arabia's always got a water problem, right?
Yeah.
But a Saudi company gained access to water rights here in California and exports alfalfa grown here back to Saudi Arabia to support these huge dairies that they have. They can't grow to the alfalfa to feed their cows in Saudi Arabia.
I thought they were doing desalination there.
Well, they're not allowed to grow alfalfa. It's against the law.
No.
So whatever water supply they get from the desalination, they can't use it for the alfalfa. So the dairy farmers or the dairy companies, they had a rich Saudi Arabian guy buy the alfalfa land here, and then they send it back to Saudi Arabia. They also import hay from New Mexico, which also is hit by the drought, for the same purpose. So, I mean, this is what's going on, all right?
Well, I found the people you were talking about because I remembered their name, and up popped a Forbes article from 2015. America's nuttiest billionaire couple. Amid drought, Stuart and Linda Resnick are richer than ever.
Yeah, there you go.
The story of them, they are billionaires. At the time, he was 77, she was 72. This is 7 years ago. They have a $4.3 billion fortune, most of it from crops. And it says here that they consume, their businesses consume, the Resnicks use at least 120 billion gallons of water a year, two-thirds on nuts, enough to supply San Francisco's 852,000 residents for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your proportionality.
Yeah, 2015 is when we had the last serious drought.
Yeah, that was Jerry Brown screaming about it every day, right?
April 3rd, 2015, Washington Post, of all places. Headline, agriculture is 80% of water use in California. Why aren't farmers being forced to cut back? And at that time, Brown was forcing urban water agencies to reduce their water use by 25%. But what about farmers, they ask? In 2010, irrigated agriculture consumed four times as much water as urban users. All they have to do is require the farms to increase water efficiency by about 5%. But nobody forces them to do that. And you may think that, well, California farming industry is big. Well, in 2013, farmers here sold $50 billion worth of food, which sounds staggering, according to the Post, until you realize California is a $2 trillion economy. As many have pointed out, all the calls for urban water conservation seem puzzling. Is it worth squeezing the cities when farms consume 80% of the water that people use and they only generate 2% of its economic activity? And then they have all these charts to show that all this is true. So this is where we are. You're being told you've got to cut a third of your water use, a third of your water use, when we use 6% of the available water in the state as residents.
Well, yeah. I have seen for days now articles in the LA Times about how to tear out your lawn.
Oh,
how to go.
Wow.
And you know what this is? I'm going to go with the big conspiracy that you always push because I think it's correct. They don't want you to have a lawn because they want you to live in big city apartments. It's, again, it's the war on suburban living. They don't want you to drive a car on freeways, and they don't want you to have a nice green lawn. They want you to live clumped together in boxes in cities and get on the stinking bus with the homeless.
You can't use
any... That's what they want. This is the war on everything we've talked about.
You're not allowed to use any earth resources. You can't use water. You can't use oil. You can't use gas. All right? You can't have a lawn. You can't have a swimming pool. You can't play golf at the local municipal course. They want to tear up all the golf courses and put homeless housing on there or something. No, it is a whole concerted plan. It's a whole ideology that overwhelms everything about your life. It's freedom. It's just basic freedom. The freedom to drive around and go where you want, to work where you want, live where you want, have a lawn, have a driveway, have a swimming pool. It's all about, they don't want you to barbecue. They don't want you to eat meat. They don't want you to use natural gas to cook. You know, you're all supposed to eat the alfalfa, I guess.
All right, Alex Stone will come on after 4 o'clock with a full report on that crazy story out of Alabama where the corrections officer helped the murderer escape and they both got caught yesterday and she's dead. More coming up.
Yeah, Deborah's nodding yes.
Yes,
eat alfalfa.
Alfalfa is great for you. Eat more alfalfa. The world will be a better place. People will be healthier.
I'm going to go jump.
Go.
Oh, that's your response? Go.
Well, what am I going to do?
Deborah Marquez News. Hey, hey. Oh, it hurt.
Yeah, a lot going on. One of the big stories the last week or two is the pair that escaped, the murderer from the Alabama prison and the corrections officer that helped him escape. They were caught yesterday. She was shot. They say she shot herself. She died overnight. Alex Stone will fill us in coming up after the news at 4 o'clock. Well, you know, you kind of expected this. We have a little bit of audio they had one of those days where you can have ice cream with a cop. All right, you come to an ice cream shop. It was called Joe's Ice Cream in, I pause before I give you this part, in San Francisco. Okay?
Oh.
Where you've really got to be a dedicated cop to be an officer in San Francisco.
I think a lot of them.
All the car break-ins and the chaos on the streets. Well, here's the thing. What's your guess? Yes, it got ugly. Who do you think showed up in addition to people that wanted to have ice cream with a cop? People that wanted to harass the cops. Here is some of the audio.
This is our city. Black and brown people in here. That's right. Yeah, cover your ears. You know what I'm
Do not care. What about my black and brown babies?
That's right.
Exactly. Walk away because you don't care.
That's right.
All you care about is white comfort. What? You just want to fight to get the away from me, pig.
You're hurting my brown kid too, dumbass.
Oh, shut the up. Yeah. Say Black Lives Matter. Say Justice for Mario Wants. Get the out of San Francisco. Get the shut the up, blood.
Yeah. Ice cream with a cop day.
This is my fucking Aloney land.
Just sleep.
Why is your hand shaking?
Yeah.
You got something to say?
The poor woman that ran the ice cream store.
She didn't speak English very well.
Yeah.
She didn't understand what they were yelling at her.
Alice Kim is the owner. She's done school fundraisers and weddings at her shop. She thought this would be a nice promotion.
Her husband had said to one of the crazy people that, we were victims too. You know, we had our window smashed, and that sent the protester into a rage because he thought the guy was comparing a broken window to a murdered victim from the police. I got to read one paragraph. I found this the other day, and I saved it. Because there's probably 10 times a week we could use this. This is from Victor Davis Hanson, who's the writer and scholar, farmer up at Stanford. We've had him on the show a number of times. One paragraph. In 2021, out of the more than 10 million arrests in the United States, police shot about 6 unarmed black men. 6 out of 10 million arrests. The same year, 346 police officers were shot, 63 fatally. Moreover, roughly 8,000 blacks were murdered, mostly by other blacks, to callous media and political silence. Yep. Thousands of lost black lives mattered little, except the fewer than 1 in 1,000 of that total who were tragically and lethally shot while unarmed by cops. Yeah, out of 8,000 black murders, there were only 6 that you could pin on the police out of 10 million arrests,
right,
and 63 police murdered. This Black Lives Matter police protest stuff is so obscene and just so...
It's out of proportion. It drives me crazy because that's all the El Segundo Times does is try to cover any police misbehavior it can find in any story at any time.
Because
they accent it like this is going on all the time, folks.
It's propaganda. They want to brainwash our culture into thinking that America is this horrible racist nation that needs to be completely reformed. That's what the LA Times, they get up in the morning, that's what they do. Let's brainwash all the suckers into thinking we live in this horrific, hateful, racist nation. No, we don't. No, we don't. The cops are not killing black people by the thousands.
All right, coming up next, Alex Stone, who's got all the details, this murderous inmate in Alabama who escaped thanks to a corrections officer who went on the run with him, was caught yesterday. She's dead, but he's talking. Coming up next.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.